Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, before we dive into today's topic, let me ask you this. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into frustration. And sometimes, that emotional roller coaster can lead to some pretty impulsive decisions, decisions you might later regret, right? That's what we're tackling today, overcoming impulsiveness. Because let's be honest, living in a world of constant stimulation and instant gratification, it's easy to get caught up in the moment and act without thinking things through. But trust me, my friends, learning to control those impulses can be a game changer. It's about finding that inner calm, that steady ground where you can make thoughtful, deliberate choices instead of reacting like a pinball bouncing around a machine. So, how do we actually tame the impulsive beast within? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, awareness is everything. You can't control what you don't recognize. Pay attention to those triggers that set off your impulsive reactions: stress, anger, excitement, even boredom. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts that race through your head, the urge to act immediately. Once you're aware of these patterns, you can start to break them. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, folks. It's about taking a few moments each day to simply be present. Breathe deeply, focus on your surroundings, and observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Mindfulness helps create that space between stimulus and reaction, giving you time to choose a more thoughtful response instead of reacting impulsively. Third, consider the long-term consequences. You know that feeling when you make an impulsive decision, and later on, you're thinking, "What was I thinking? Well, try this." Before you act, imagine yourself 5 years down the line. How will this decision affect your goals, your relationships, your overall well-being? Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. We all have feelings: joy, anger, sadness, frustration. Don't bottle them up. Find constructive ways to express and process them, like exercise, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or engaging in creative activities. And finally, be patient with yourself. Remember, becoming more disciplined takes time and practice. You won't conquer impulsiveness overnight, but every small step forward is a victory. Celebrate your progress, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving towards that calmer, more intentional way of living. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, and you see a friend posting about their amazing vacation. You start feeling envious, wishing you were there instead. That envy can quickly turn into impulsiveness. Maybe you decide to book an expensive last-minute trip just to keep up with your friend, even though it's not financially responsible or something you truly want. D? It happens all the time. But by practicing those key takeaways we talked about, awareness of your triggers, mindfulness to stay grounded, considering long-term consequences, you can choose a different path. Maybe instead of impulsively booking a trip, you decide to reach out to your friend and ask about their experiences, or even plan a future getaway that aligns with your own goals and budget. Remember, folks, taking control of your impulses isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming robotic. It's about cultivating a sense of inner strength and wisdom so you can respond to life's challenges with grace and clarity. It's about making choices that align with your values and lead to genuine fulfillment, not fleeting moments of gratification. So, what's one thing you can implement today to start overcoming impulses? Perhaps it's taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, journaling your emotions, or simply pausing before making a decision. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I want to hear from you. And remember, keep striving for that inner strength and wisdom. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.